Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your nearness to us to encourage and enlighten us again, Lord. Thank you. You know, I've been tossing all night with this task of sharing this beautiful gospel, Lord. Thank you for empowering me to share this gospel of salvation, which is a God quality of life, which is eternal life, which is resurrection life, because of everything that has come to us in Christ Jesus, because you have come, Lord, and called us into the vine, into you, into abiding in you and your word abiding in us, and then stirring up our emotions and enlightening our eyes to ask according to your leading, your will, your way, so as to bring about your kingdom. Thank you for this gospel of the kingdom, this gospel of salvation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. Sorry, I'm letting Danita just sleep in because, yeah, she goes to work later on. And, yeah, and as I just prayed there, I've been tossing about, this is such an important word. And, you know, and this is right at the beginning of this chapter, he talks about this gospel, where he says, I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, set free into salvation. And if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Yeah, so this gospel brings about salvation. It brings about this God's quality of life in every way. And this morning is just talking about why it came. You can start here right at the beginning. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. So Jesus came to give life and life in abundance. And then it goes on. But each one in its own order. There's order in God. There's order in restoration. There's order in salvation. It speaks about Christ and the first fruits, and afterwards those who are Christ at his coming. And then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. So if there's all darkness, all wrong things are put out of the way, for he must reign till he has put the enemies under his feet. So this is so important, guys. We got to take hold here, because there's many so-called gospels, right, that say you're going to have this goodness of resurrection life and the God quality of life that comes from fellowship with the Father and Son one day when you're raptured. Or you're going to have this goodness and this abundant life one day when Jesus comes back. We can see here very clearly, guys, it was first Christ. Amen? Christ. Remember, and why first Christ? Because Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. So he says, when we were called and when we accepted the call, said, yes, Lord, your will be done, we were grafted into the vine. We became a part of the body. We became a part of the bride. And from that moment on, old things have passed away. All things have become new. And we've got to behold, everything is new. So that's the reality. Blessed be the God and Father who has blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing. We can see that in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22. You see the spiritual blessings, the kingdom, the angels, God, the judge of all, the church. We built onto the church, built on that foundation of the prophets and the apostles. Prophets are Old Testament guys, the apostles are New Testament guys. And that's what we built on. And then he goes on there. He says, just as you were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So Christ came to show what was available. He left his glory and he came here to set an example for each and every one of us. As starting as a baby, growing to a young man, to becoming a spiritual man of God. The creation is waiting for the sons of God. He showed that wonderful picture there in his development and in his growth. And then he died and he paid for us all. And he put it this way. Unless the seed falls in the ground, it remains alone. And so he has fallen into the ground. And then he shows, why did he fall in the ground? He says, to bring about followers. And what is a follower? A disciple. And what do disciples? They turn away from the world and they listen to Jesus. They follow Jesus. He's a shepherd. And that's the goodness. Amen. He's there to lead us then into our name written in heaven, our story, as we see in the kingdom realities in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22 right to the end. And so he came and he showed the way. And then he came back to his disciples. Remember, he said, I won't leave you alone. Amen. I will come to you and no one will take away the joy. What joy is that? The joy of salvation, the joy of his presence, the joy of being new creations, the joy of sin being dealt with, and they can now fellowship with the Father and Son. So it was first he set the example, then he taught his disciples, and he died for them, and then he came back, and then he told them to go get power. Wait until power comes, because what is that power? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So they needed the Holy Spirit to stay in tune with kingdom realities in fellowship with the Father and Son. And the first fruits were evident. You saw them as disciples. And I just want to point out that then Jesus prays about them in John 17, but then he also prays about those that will believe in him through their message, through them embracing the gospel, through them being in tune with the gospel. He speaks about them. In John 10, he speaks about he's got other sheep. So we can just see the whole calling of God is to call us back so as to be disciples. That's what Jesus was in his walk here on earth. That was what the disciples were. And then those who are Christ at his coming. Now, this is the thing. Many people are saying that's only going to happen when he comes again. I want you to see clearly here, after those who are Christ at his coming, then comes the end. That's another end. When that comes, the second coming is the end, when he delivers the kingdoms of God. Why? Because he has put an end to all rule and authority and power. For he must reign till he has put the enemies under his feet. Guys, this coming is the reality of when Jesus called you, just like he called the disciples out of this world. He knocked Paul off his horse and called him out of this world and called him into the kingdom and into kingdom realities. That's exactly the same with you and me. So that's a big thing. There's a lot of false doctrines. There's a lot of other gospels that, you know, don't stand on that reality. Once you were called, you were born again, you entered the kingdom, you received the Spirit, you received the new heart, and from that moment on, you're a new creation. You're supposed to behold all that is new, and you stay in tune. And the wonderful disciple John portrays this so beautiful in his gospel. There he was with Jesus. He saw him. He could touch him. But he didn't stop there. And then he goes on. I'm speaking right from the beginning of 1 John, his letter, 1 John chapter 1. And then he says, and the life was manifested. That life that was manifested in Jesus was manifested to them. And where? How? He says, his fellowship and our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so what he sees and what he hears, that's the things he proclaims. So it comes out of fellowship. And he says, that's where your joy is full. What joy is that? That's the joy of harvest, the joy of the kingdom that is here. And he goes further in that, and he speaks about God is light and in him is no darkness, and then we need to walk in that light. And then right at the end, I'm wanting to just emphasize this again. This is John, the beloved disciple, telling us about the goodness that is available. He says, the Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life. This is eternal life. This is resurrection life. This is why Jesus came, to give us life and life in abundance. So Arise and shine, guys. Know the goodness is here. If you have turned from darkness to the living God and you've been saved, you're in the kingdom, you receive a new heart, you receive a new spirit, and now you need to run your race, because there's a time coming when God comes and when everything comes to a close. This age, there's no more opportunities for good works, shining your light in the darkness, saving, sharing the gospel, setting free mankind. So guys, the goodness is here. The power is here. The opportunity is here. Draw close to the Lord on a daily basis and let him shepherd you by faith, as it says in Isaiah 50 from verse 4 right to 11. There you got the picture of living by faith. And I want to say what I'm sharing here is a picture of this is shared in the prophetic writings. And the prophetic writings of Daniel, you can see it. The prophetic writings of Isaiah, you can see it. And it's all talking there about a kingdom coming, and it came in Jesus. And from that moment on, it's been growing and growing to fill the whole earth. So that's where we are. We are now in the kingdom together with the Lord, together with the church of the firstborn, the spirits of just men made perfect, whose names are written in heaven. We are part of them. And what is our portion? Listening to the Lord, staying in tune with the Lord, and preaching this good news and not these other fantasies and lies, but staying in tune with the Lord and fulfilling our purposes, running our race to the end. Amen. I trust that come across clearly. God bless you. He loves you. He's done everything. He's made everything available. And it's now just time to arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.